Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it is the 4th of July, Independence Day. I'm not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. I'd like to thank Alex for giving me the opportunity to do this 4th of July show. Very exciting stuff. I never thought I'd be sitting in the hot seat, if you will, on such a very special day. And not only is it special because it does represent our breaking away from tyranny, our becoming independent, but also because we launched a new movie yesterday. We launched a little early. Unfortunately, we had two server issues, so two of the DivX files got cut off, but we re-uploaded the files. It wasn't an encoding issue. Something weird happened with the server where it cut off like half a megabyte or something. But it looks great. The people that have downloaded and watched it on their DivX DVD players, television sets, and computers are raving about it. There's a bunch of comments out there. It's already up on the torrent file sharing networks, which is very encouraging to us. And we're really hoping that you're going to go over to prisonplanet.tv, get the high-quality version, burn them to disk, and spread them around. We're going to have Luke Radowski on for a full hour in the fourth hour, the fourth and final hour of this broadcast, to talk about Truth Rising and what's coming up for September 11th this year. There are some things in the works, of course, folks. We weren't going to leave you hanging. We're going to be in New York City yet again this year. We are Change, and Corey Rowe really working hard right now to bring you a top-notch event down there. It's really exciting, and we're going to talk about more of that later. But we are going to have Philly 9/11 Truth, who are also doing street actions in literally, you know, Independence Hall. I mean, this is the place. This is where the Liberty Bell is. This is where a lot of our history happened. If you've never been to Philadelphia, it's one of the cooler cities out there, folks. I've been there a couple times. I actually lived outside of Philadelphia and New Jersey for a couple months back in 2001, I believe. I think it was like actually right after the attack, maybe a month after I'd moved out there. And it's just a great city, full of history. Very cool town. Lots of Masonic stuff, too, to check out. If you're into all the symbolism, it's everywhere in there, especially inside the museums. So we're going to have Philadelphia 9/11 Truth on for a half an hour at half past this hour. And then we're also going to have Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster.com on. And he's going to talk with us for about 90 minutes about what's going on with the economy. Tons of news. I think Counterpunch just did a new article on Dennis Kucinich and the fact that prior to Dennis putting out those 35 articles of impeachment, Nancy Pelosi and AIPAC came into his office and offered him some kind of a, and by the way, folks, AIPAC is the big Israeli lobby, if you don't know, and offered him some sort of, oh, Dennis, please just don't impeach, don't put these articles out there, and there'll be something in it for you. So we're going to go over that article as well. Dennis Kucinich, I think he's one of the heroes of the year. Obviously, Ron Paul is up there, but Dennis Kucinich didn't let it flicker out, didn't let it fade out, went for the throat, okay? 35 articles of impeachment. I don't think it's been talked about enough. I don't think it's been talked about enough, okay? And by the way, folks, I want to take your calls in this first half hour, especially if you've seen Truth Rising. We'll try to bump you to the front of the line. I want to get your opinions on it. I know we've had thousands of downloads over at prisonplanet.tv. I know it's been uploaded, I think, somewhere to YouTube already. It's going to be on Google Video shortly if it's not already there. Like I said, the torrents are wild. So if you've seen the movie, please call in and let us know what you think. Anyway, Kucinich, 35 articles of impeachment. Not an easy task. 3+ hours before the House, and this wasn't prime House time. I mean, I think he went on around 9 o'clock Eastern, maybe a little bit before 9 Eastern. That's pretty late. And he stood for over 3 hours. He covered it all. He covered the domestic wiretapping, okay? He covered the torture. He covered the outright tyranny. He even covered 9/11 in the last three. What else could we ask for, folks? It's the Alex Jones Show, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. 9/11 Truth Rising is out.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. Not being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, can we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Cartabite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartabite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartabite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is the 4th of July, 2008, Independence Day. And coming up, we're going to be talking about some street actions out in Philadelphia, Libertyville stuff. I mean, the actual Founding Father stuff, folks, and people are doing it. And that's what 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, this is just part one, by the way, is all about. It's all about showing you that we have incredible power, that the 9/11 Truth Movement is many different people, and we can make a difference. Let me say it again. We can make a difference. And it's these different groups that are doing amazing, amazing things. For instance, Luke Radowski shows you how somebody who's not even old enough to drink, let me say that again, can't even buy a beer in a bar, folks, when he started doing this, can confront global elitists, global tyrants, such as Zbigniew Brzezinski, okay, big time. David Rockefeller, one of the top guys at the apex. All right? Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg alone. I can't. Do you understand how much power that man has? Billionaire? Bloomberg? Come on. Get with it. Mayor of New York. It's incredible. I mean, he gets on the subway. And all this stuff, by the way, is in 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising. Among other great stuff. I mean, I just want to talk about the activism right now. I mean, Gary Hart, former senator, Council on Foreign Relations member, gets so flustered that he doesn't even know what he's saying. When they confront him and ask him, if this is going to be a thinly veiled threat that the United States might stage a terror attack in order to invade Iran. He says, no, it was a mock letter, and what I was trying to say is the United States has in the past staged things and could stage an event to go into Iran. Word for word what he just said. It's unbelievable. It's like doublespeak. It's like as long as he denies that he's not agreeing with the guy, he can agree with him. And I want people to get this film over at prisonplanet.tv in super high quality. Again, the DivX versions are all fixed. If you're having any kind of problem, I would say go to download.com and get the latest version of the codec. Some people were saying they could only hear the audio. That means you don't have the correct video codec. You're probably running on Windows 2000 or Windows 98 possibly, God, or maybe even ME. God, do you remember those days, folks? I guess they're not that far away. I used to run on those operating systems too. But XP and Vista, it's built into the latest Windows Media Player. It should play great. Again, the quality is super high, probably the highest we've ever offered any of Alex Jones's films. And the film, again, is unlike anything else Alex Jones has ever done. Ever. In fact, we should go and read some comments on what people are saying about Truth Rising. I mean, it was getting 5 stars all over the place. It's spreading about. It's unbelievable. You know, and for a brief second, I want to talk about another movie. I go on these file-sharing networks quite a bit to get news, documentaries, PBS stuff, HDNet. In other words, like, you know, Dan Rather's news footage. And check out what's popular. See what the kids are watching. Well, on some of the most popular ones, Loose Change Final Cut has around 10,000 seaters and 15,000 leechers, and that's great. That's unbelievable. That's you know, tops. I mean, that's one of the top torrents, probably in the few first 100 or 1,000. That's great. However, in the top three, I mean, the third most popular torrent out there right now that I'm seeing is America, Freedom to Fascism. Aaron Russo's amazing picture that you can get over here at the shop at Infowars.com, by the way. And I'm just like, wow. So I'm reading some of these comments, and these people are just shocked and amazed. And to have 44,000 seaters is really almost unheard of. The top Hollywood downloads, in other words, all the illegal rips out there, don't get that many seaters. So whoever's seen that movie, thank you so much. And keep doing it. That's how we spread the truth. We communicate through the ways we know how. It's not just about, you know, going in and typing on a message board. It's about providing people with the information. It's about knocking on doors. It's about today, the 4th of July. Many of you are in a car right now on your way to the families or listening to your shortwave in your backyard and getting ready to throw a barbecue or on the internet pumping it on the speaker. And again, getting ready to greet your friends and family. Today's the day to talk about this stuff. It's not just a day to barbecue and hang back, folks. Let me give you an example. I was out for the last week. I went out to New York, good friend's wedding. I actually blogged about this experience because it was so heartening. I can't even tell you how heartening it was. It was basically a big get-together of people that I've known since I was yay high. I was like 12 years old. And one of my friends was getting married. Of course, we're almost rocking 30 now. We're old people. And I've been harping on this stuff since 2002. So to start off with, I ride up to this wedding up at the Thousand Islands, which is gorgeous, by the way, in New York. And I'm riding with my friend who's now a school teacher at my old school that I went to, and my other buddy who was ex-military, spent 4 years in the Army, and just missed going to Iraq. Thank God. He didn't have to go. Thank God. Jeez. And one of my other buddies that I'll talk about later did have to go, of course, and boy, did that change his life. Anyway, he also worked TSA over in LaGuardia for about 5 years. And I've had talks with this guy before, and he's talked about the drills that they run and the times that they have been able to get explosives through or mock explosives, and he says it's always a drill. He's never caught a real terrorist out there, but that's besides the point. So back in 2002 when I'm talking about this stuff, they had no idea. Jason, if this was true, everybody would know about it. Why is it secret? I don't understand. Well, it's the complete opposite. My friend just got done reading Behold the Pale Horse by William Cooper. Although I don't agree with everything in there, I think there is some good information in William Cooper's material. And he's like, this stuff is blowing my mind. He was reading a couple of Jim Marrs books. They'd both seen of course, my film, Alex's film. My one friend Matt had just seen Road to Tyranny, and he was like, man, he's like, I couldn't sleep. That film really scared me. And I'm like, yeah, it's scary material, and that's what happened to me back in 02 when I was trying to get you to watch that movie. So anyway, we get up to the Thousand Islands, and I'm rooming with my other buddy from the military who did go to Iraq. My brother from another mother, Jason, another Jason. I like to call him Dino. And just a great time. And even talking to him, it seemed like he had woken up. He, you know, he doesn't necessarily agree with me, but he knows that I seem to know a lot more about politics. And he's just one of those guys who says, look, man, I just want to take the blue pill. I don't want the red pill. I need the blue pill. I can't handle this stuff. He's like, you know, I went overseas, blah, 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 blah. But I showed him a couple of videos. I showed him John Kanzius and Saltwater Burns. And I wish that Alex had brought that up with David Icke. Maybe the next time David Icke's on, we can talk about frequencies and John Kanzius. For those of you who don't know about that, check it out, Saltwater Burns. But anyway, the wedding that we went to on top of this was a totally Republican wedding. And by Republican wedding, I mean my friend who was getting married, she worked for Pataki's office for quite some time. So did her soon-to-be husband, who she married. I think that's where they met. Her father was my guidance counselor, total right-wing nut job. And it was funny, you know, the situation. But me being me, I gave her a stack of movies as the gift. And I think I gave her like 15 or so movies, including, you know, LCFC, American Drug War, Washington, You're Fired, some of the loose DVDs that were around the office. Of course, Endgame. My buddy D'Onofrio also took an Endgame, by the way. So I get back from the wedding, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from my friend Heidi. And she's like, I just want to thank you so much for the gift. We all think it's hilarious. And I'm like, well, you know, I gave you some money too. She's like, no, I know. She's like, but I think this is great. She's like, my entire family's here. We're going to pop in loose change. And they did. And I just think that's a huge win that people that would normally just scoff at this stuff or laugh at this stuff got together at a family organ. There's nothing more family than a wedding, by the way. All right? I mean, that's going to even surpass the 4th of July. You know, you're going to have a lot of family there. And they sat down and watched my film. I still have to get a review, but I'm sure a lot of them were in for the shock of their lives, you know? I can't imagine. But today's that day for you. Do you understand? Today is that day for you. When your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, your brother, your nephew, your niece come over today. Your best friend. Your local buddy at the workplace. You know, it doesn't have to all be about this, but it doesn't all have to be about, you know, what's going on in Major League Baseball either. Yeah, I caught a Yankees game while I was home. That's okay, too. You can throw that on later. But again, for me, this has to be primary. How else are we going to win unless this is primary? All right. Let's see. Let's read some of this. Let's read some of these 9/11 Truth Rising reviews. Guys, it's, again, unbelievable movie. Almost 2 hours long. Super high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, PrisonPlanet.tv is about 15 cents a day, folks. And if you're not on to get Prison Planet material, you need to be. I mean, this 15 cents a day. Can you get any cheaper? It's about a cup of coffee a week, and not really, because Starbucks is like $4 or $5 a cup. But you get all Alex Jones's movies. You get his weekly TV show, which has a bunch of material in it that doesn't make his movies, that is just as interesting and intricate. See, I guess when you're on the outside looking in, you don't really realize how much material is in this little office. But there are literally binders, I mean binders, of stuff that is just incredible. And I'm going to be scamming some of that stuff for the new movie Fabled Enemies that's on the way. But folks, I want to encourage you right now, go to Infowars.com, click on the 9/11 Chronicles banner, and go check it out. Truth Rising, it's happening today. Independence Day, the 4th of July, 2008. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please?
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution of...
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
All right, folks, we're back.
Like Judas of old.
The 4th of July. Not like a little
you
Dylan, huh?
You lie and deceive. A world war can be won.
You know it.
You want me to believe.
Folks, it's a day for barbecues. It's a day for family. It's a day for hot dogs. It's a day for fireworks.
And I see through your brain.
It's a day where we can all get together.
I see through the water that runs down my drain.
But for me, it's a day for the truth to rise. It's time to rise up. It's time to get busy. We are T-minus 2 days away from another attack by the BBC. All right? Let me say that again. We're T-minus 2 more days away from an attack by the BBC. And I just want to shout out to that punk, Mike Rudin, who's putting out this blog, already trying to make us look bad. This guy, you know, first of all, he's the one that interviewed Dylan. Apparently, he's the producer of this piece. I talked to him for about a half an hour when we were out in Colorado. And he's total scum. I'll say that right now. I have no respect for the man. He is a cover-up artist. I guarantee this piece is not going to be fair. They're going to explain to us how damage caused Building 7 come down. Whether that's true or not, that's what he's going to explain. That is his goal. Do not fool yourselves, all right? I've read a lot of these comments on Blogger and even over on InfoWars about certain things. And let me tell you something right now. The BBC is not our friend. Stop acting like they're our friend, okay? Because they're not. The conspiracy files are not our friend. When are you going to wake up, people? You really think they're going to give a legit shot to us? I mean, really, after that horrifying hit piece of total lies? Let me give an example, a really simple example, of how they totally and completely distorted their first 9/11 special. Okay, they act like we all went to Google Maps or MapQuest and mapped out where Indian Lake was in relation to the Flight 93 Shanksville crash. Right? Remember that? And they said, yeah, it's a 6 to 8 mile drive, but it's really only 1 to 2 miles away. Debunked! No. Let's go over the real facts. They didn't want to go over the fact there is no plane in an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Period. Let me say it again. There is no plane in an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. There are no engines. There are no pieces of fuselage. There's nothing. There's no bodies, okay? Both Ernie Stahl, the mayor of Shanksville, when he got there, was told that the plane disintegrated on impact into the ground, okay? That's what they told him. The mayor of Indian Lake, when he got there, who we interviewed ourselves, said he wouldn't have known a plane had crashed there unless they told him, okay? Let me go over it again. Even when Lifetime Network did their little Flight 93 movie, when the FBI agents get there, they ask the firefighters where the plane is. And they go, we don't know. Maybe you can help us find it. It's a plane. It's a 7. Oh, my God. It's a jumbo jet. Oh, my God. And then you have these little smaller debris areas. And then you have reports of smaller debris falling 8 miles away over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore. Let me say it again. 8 miles away over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore. They didn't bring that up. But you're right, the BBC's our buddy. They're going to be awesome. Keep dreaming, folks. Keep dreaming. They had... Listen, they had Davin Coburn and James Meigs as two of their main experts. James Meigs is the chief editor of Entertainment Weekly. So you can drool over your television set and your movie theater when you're not even there, when you're reading. Yeah, that sounds real constructive. James Meigs is an expert. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show with Philly 9/11 Truth. Truth Rising is out. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and red lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
It's Independence Day. It's the Alex Jones Show. Let me read you off a couple quotes of what the PrisonPlanet.tv members are saying about the latest film from Alex Jones. There are no slow points in the film. Alex and his crew were absolutely successful at producing the movie. My eyes were glued to the screen through the entire film. I think I will watch it again. Excellent. I was able to download both DivX and MOV high quality in about an hour. I must say the film is one of, if not the best film Alex Jones has ever made. It is truly the best guide to activism I have ever seen. And that's what it's about, folks. It's activating. You know, we don't need a bunch of armchair quarterbacks. I recommend that the film be disseminated now. The time is running short. Death to the New World Order. I am now an hour into the film, and I have to say Alex nailed it. Cinema Verite is definitely the way to go to tell this story. I bet this film wakes up more people than Loose Change. Nobody should have any hesitation in sharing this with unawake friends and family members. The film is sharing a very compelling human interest story, one that is the most difficult to ignore than any previous 9/11 doc. That's right. If you have a good connection, you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you got a DivX DVD player, You can literally download it and burn it in about an hour, hour and a half, and share it with your family today. That being said, we have a real activist on the line. We have a member of Philly 9/11 Truth, Nick Karanji. And as I understand it, they're out right now in front of where are you guys in Philly right now doing actions?
We're out on Independence Mall, which is about, we're 1,000 yards or so away from Independence Hall because they've set up free speech zones down here. Another violation of everything that this country was founded on the birthday of this country. It's a real travesty. It's a real affront to everything that our forefathers and mothers fought for to bring to this country. And it's just really sad. I have a sinking feeling in my stomach right now. But there is a good deal of resistance out here. We're seeing more this year than the last when we had our event in the Independence Hall Visitor Center. Mm-hmm. There are anti-abortion folks. There are Free Mumia Abu-Jamal folks. And, of course, there's us with 9/11 Truth, and there's also anti-war activists out here. But really what's happening is that they're requiring folks to get permits. It's not even a free speech zone. It's also duly so that you need to get a permit to be out here. So we're sort of just piggybacking off of the Mumia folks at this point in time, waiting until they come over to us and ask us for our papers.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just so encouraging to me that you guys are actually out there doing something, showing that even though they are trying to restrict our free speech, trying to restrict our freedoms as free humanity, man. That's what this is about. It's about us being able to be secure in our persons and possessions. And, you know, a government formed by the people, and we no longer have that. We have restrictions on our First Amendment. You're not allowed to be near Independence Hall. You have to be at Independence Mall, apparently. But I am glad you're on the scene of where some of the most encouraging things have happened in this history. Really, when free men broke away from a tyrannical system over 200 years ago.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely the case. And last week we saw another major action against the First Amendment, where this local municipal government, the police force, arrested a gentleman for standing somewhere in the vicinity of the Liberty Bell and reading off verses out of the Bible. He was arrested, and now that gentleman has since been banned from coming anywhere near Independence Mall or the Liberty Bell for 1 year. 1 year for reading passages out of the Bible, for his free speech, his First Amendment.
Yeah, I actually got to interview him, I think it was about 2 weeks ago when I was filling in for Alex. And it's just unbelievable that, once again, you know, we're supposed to be able to go down the public streets and proclaim the truth. That's what this country was founded on. In fact, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. was so successful because he had people take to the streets, and they were the ones handing out the pamphlets and the literature, and it was person to person. And now you look at what happens to We Are Change Colorado when they're out in front of a Walmart handing out DVDs. They're now being charged with peddling and pandering. Well, they're not selling anything. This is free speech, and they're really trying to push that out of our lives and say, no, 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 free speech is really a privilege, and we're going to allow you to do that in a certain place. Here's a nice pen.
Exactly.
Here's your free speech zone. And
right.
I'd like to get your take on how we can change that, how we can make sure that our entire country is a free speech zone.
Make sure the entire country is a free speech zone. Well, isn't that the multi-trillion-dollar question and the all 10 amendment question? We really have to build up resistance on a pragmatic level. We have to take back the positions of office and the means to counteract all this improper legislation, as well as to have the support of your local police department and just the general public at large. And the main way to really do that is, of course, through this info war. But eventually, it's going to have to get down to a very practical level where people are in the seats of office, where they are the judges on the bench, where they are the, of course, when you have it, if you had a trial by jury nowadays, it would be a lot easier to defeat these free speech legislation. But it seems now that they've completely taken away the power of jury nullification by abolishing, in almost all cases, this right to a jury. So
they put the power directly in the judges' hands so that they can ensure they get the payoff. And that you have no chance of defending yourself. It's the new America with a K. And it's sad to me. But, you know, releasing this new film, showing people that activists can make a difference. And, I mean, you, Nick, are a huge activist. Why don't you list off some of the bigwigs that you've actually confronted and gotten on film. My favorite, personally, of course, is the Bob Graham confrontation, and that's going to be in my new film, Fabled Enemy. So why don't you go over some of the other people out there that you've been able to get?
All right, well, we've gotten to pretty much the whole slew of presidential candidates, Hillary, Barack, Giuliani, of course. When Giuliani tried to come into our city and act like a Philadelphian and get a Philly cheesesteak, it was hilarious, for lack of a better term, because he could not handle the level of resistance coming from the six. It was only like six of us out there, but we pinned him in, and we won over the support of the crowd. I mean, most of his most fervent supporters actually, you know, came onto our side because they understood that the first responders is a critical issue, and that for somebody to be that derelict in their duties, to not have taken care of you know, city workers and all, you know, volunteer firefighters is just completely, you know, unheard of. So we
the absolute hero, the absolute heroes of 9/11, by the way, the people that literally went into the fires, into the places where there was still molten metal. Okay, people who sacrificed limbs, who have died of cancer, who are now walking around breathing out of a bag, and they're less than 40. You know, the real heroes. Yeah, he really spit on them, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. But I'd say the most important truth squads, to be honest, are those that are more in the line of investigative journalism. And, mm-hmm. and really, Bob Graham was more along that line, because what the questions that we asked were more to do with his personal involvement with Randy Glass, the FBI ATF operative who was undercover prior to 9/11 and tried to expose the plot by R.G. Abbas and Osama bin Laden to destroy the World Trade Centers. And of course, Bob Graham had full knowledge of this plot, and he never conveyed it through the proper channel. So when we confronted him on that, you know, face-to-face, and he denied it, I mean, it's just a sheer testament to the duplicity of these people, where they, you know, they say one thing on camera, you know, back in 2002, and then you catch them again in a more recent date, and they'll completely deny it, contrary to all the factual and videographers' evidence. I mean, it's just amazing. But beyond say, Bob Graham, I think the Willie Brown confrontation was pretty effective as well, because you saw how he could not control his temper when he was pressed with you know, the more pointed questions about who warned him specifically, and you know, the nature of his activities on the morning of 9/11. He just couldn't stand up to the fire. I mean, we held his feet to the fire, and he just, you know, he burned down to a crisp to the point where, you know, he could barely even keep his confidence.
And let's go over that. You know, it was reported in the San Francisco Chronicle that he got a low-key warning not to fly that morning. Now, when he
right.
was pressed on that, eventually he would say, oh, I don't know anything about that. That was misinformation. Dylan actually went on his radio show and was going mm-hmm. to ask him, but coincidentally, Willie Brown was out that day, and he had a substitute host, so we never got to ask him there. And then you got to ask him, and he denied that even the, I mean, you guys got to ask him.
Well,
he didn't deny it.
He didn't deny necessarily. He denied a specific warning. He said the warning that you're referring to is a standard warning that comes out of Washington every morning. That's what he said,
uh-huh.
and we couldn't even, you know, really find a way to deal with that, because within the article it says that he got a low key early warning, and you have to understand the two reporters that you know, wrote the story up, Madier and Ross, were actually embedded with the mayor on the day of 9/11. They were, you know, they were running around the city with him as he conducted his emergency operation. So for him to, you know, try to contradict verbatim what was told to these reporters is just completely absurd.
And you can really see the anger in his face, by the way. I mean, folks, if you haven't seen
it. And then when first of all, he tries to really even deny the existence of the words in the article. And then Mark Peters, one of my compatriots, reads it off verbatim, and his just face just drops into this incredulous expression.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, toward the end of it, another one of our guys just puts, it's a book signing, so he just puts the article right on the desk. So, I mean, that really, you know, added insult to injury, and I'm sure Willie Brown cancel quite a few of his book tours, because I was trying to encourage folks to go, you know, ask him more pressing questions, but it looks as if he cut it short at about like 1 week after ours.
And that's what's key, is that we keep the pressure on these guys, that we don't let them just go off and spew their propaganda without any resistance whatsoever. I mean, look what's happened to Oliver North recently. You know, look what's
yeah.
happened to Bill Clinton everywhere. You know, Bill Clinton, a couple days ago, he said that he's looking forward, at least he said this, it was a blurb on CNN, I guess McKenna one of his staff said that Bill Clinton was ready to campaign with and for Barack Obama. So he wants to go on tour with him. And that's what's important. See, people don't understand, well, why? This guy's not even the president anymore. No, but he's still heavily involved in politics. He has a huge influential base. And his wife is involved in politics and still may be the nominee as vice president. So it is very important that we don't stop our efforts, but we double our efforts. And hopefully, you know, 9/11 Chronicles Part 2 is going to be Truth Revolution. You know what I mean? Or, you know, finally, we get our Constitution back. I don't know what Part 2 is going to be. It's up to us to make the Part 2. You know what I'm saying? It's up to us to bring these guys to justice. It's up to us to support people like Dennis Kucinich, who have the balls to bring 35 articles of impeachment to this obvious criminal administration.
Right. And Jason, did you by chance get a chance, an opportunity to review that article I submitted to you yesterday?
You know, I wasn't able to, man. I was in the office till about 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were having server issues. You can only imagine what this office is like. But I didn't get to. I had to get some sleep before this. But why don't you go over what's going on out there? I know you sent that article. Oh yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, it's really apropos for today, of course, because we have, you know, a celebration of the birth of this nation, and then the eventual institution of the Constitution, on, you know, in 1787 or 1789. And really, what we have, it had happened to one of our members, and the issue was he had political signs on his personal property, his home in Belmar, New Jersey, and a local municipal order states that you cannot have any signs whatsoever on your local on your property, and it's totally bizarre. You would think, because how are people supposed to run for office? Like, literally in this township, you cannot have a Hillary, Barack, or even like a local candidate's advertisement on your property for political candidacy. So, I mean, anyway, in my friend had no idea. I mean, he erected a Ron Paul sign. What it was, but anyhow, the municipal worker, the township zoning official, you know, he actually has no trespassing signs posted on his property. So this fellow, Mr. Warburton, comes onto his property, starts peering into his windows, and then eventually, when my friend comes to the door, he serves him with a notice. He basically, I think verbally, says to him, if you don't remove the sign, you're going to be cited. Friend doesn't remove the sign, and actually, I think a week later, he receives a citation in the mail for an undescribed amount, but basically, from there, he erects two more signs. I mean, these are 4x8 Ron Paul signs. They're major. So we're talking a 4x24, you know, complex. Mm-hmm. And from there, they issue citations, and eventually he is summoned to court. And when he gets to court, this is where it really gets, you know, heated up. He tries to determine, well, first of all, he has all the constitutional laws about free speech. He has Supreme Court rulings of particular cases where, if it's a political sign, it has to be allowed. Mm-hmm. And second of all, he also has one that regards if an issue is handled in the municipal court level that deals with constitutionality, it has to be dismissed or it has to be transferred to federal court. Now, when he brought this up to the judge during the arraignment, the judge tried to repeatedly stonewall him, wouldn't allow him to get it on the record. He finally did so. And while at the same time, there's also another issue wherein he's questioning the jurisdiction of the court in the first place because, and actually the gentleman just arrived right now, his name's Fabrizio Matrasia, mm-hmm. and he's questioning the jurisdiction of the court because you'll find that, like we were stating earlier, is that courts no longer have trial by jury. Why is that? It's because they're operating under a pseudo-jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And really what happens in Matrasia's case is that he starts to question the jurisdiction. And he finds that, he poses the question as follows. Is this going to be a jurisdiction under the common law, or is it going to be a jurisdiction under admiralty or military tribunal? And the judge says that it's not under admiralty, and he repeats it very sternly. Mm-hmm. So then it comes down to, well, therefore, it must be under the common law, a criminal prosecution under the common law. And the judge will not answer that inquiry. He refuses to do so.
Well, because that automatically takes the power right out of his hands and it gives it to the state. And
he says, shut up, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. Where can people find out information and support this guy? Is there a website or what's going on?
I sent out the press release. You know, it's going to be on NWO Blogger. Unfortunately, I was having internet issues myself last night, so I didn't make it up there. But NWOBlogger.com will have the story by this afternoon. And the gentleman is here right now. But here's another thing I just want to get this on the air, is that after the trial, I mean, he was basically adjourned for the day, and then it was going to go into a trial on a month later or so. In the interim, he decided to go and try to find the judge's oath of office. And this is the real scary part. He did obtain a copy of the judge's oath of office, but what he discovered was that the judge did not swear an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States or of the state of New Jersey. And that's in direct violation of, I believe it's Article 6.
Absolutely. So, Nick, we're going to come back one more final segment with Philly 9/11 Truth Through and Street Actions right across the street from Independence Hall. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
How could it be? It can't be, some say, but they can't deny it. All the scientific foreknowledge in the most ancient, accurate, truthful storybook ever written. For example, a scientist by the name of Spencer, who lived back in the 1800s, made a then-world discovery that there is only 5 known manifestations of the unknowable in existence. Only 5. Yet, in the very first line penned 3,400 years ago in that book, all 5 were made known. Ever heard of Matthew Fontaine Murray, the founder of the science of oceanography? He found that there were actual paths in the sea. Found them, chartered them. Ships sail them today. But guess where he found them first? And guess what astronomers found after the invention of the telescope? Found it in the north, a great empty space. But what did the book say about that? Then with that invention called the telescope, they found that the stars cannot be numbered. But in 150 B.C., the scientists were numbering them. Today, they don't. They say they can't be numbered. But guess what the book said thousands of years ago? It's called scientific foreknowledge, and those that don't want you to believe that book say, can't be, no way. Don't listen to AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Thank you.
it's free again. Because our country is far from the free world anymore, folks. With things like free speech zones that are total oxymorons, with an assault on the Constitution and Bill of Rights like no other, with private detention centers, with torture facilities. We got a long way to go in this country if we want a free world again. If we want to do it, it's up to us. It's not sitting on our couch, slurping down Jenny Light, and watching sports. Although a lot of you are going to be doing that today. It is the 4th of July. I understand that. But there are some of us out there that have dedicated a portion of Independence Day to reclaiming that independence that we so desire. Many people still think they have, but unfortunately, they really just don't. And I'm with Nick Karangi of Philly 9/11 Truth. Where do we go from here? What's next? I know that I'm going to be down at Ground Zero on 9/11, Nick. And, you know, there'll be a bunch of us. We're going to be handing out DVDs. We've done this yearly. People have talked about the Ron Paul march out in D.C. this summer as well. But what can we do as a movement? I think one of the biggest things is probably to spread films, you know, like mine, like others, especially this new one, Truth Rising. It's really an activist toolkit, you know, a how-to. But what do you think? What's next for this movement?
The real next steps for this movement, and I made these remarks down at Bilderberg, I believe, is that we need to get more organized, and it's not perhaps how some are postulating. We don't need to be centrally organized, but we certainly do need hubs, activist hubs, communication networks, and I think that sites like InfoWars Social and RestoreTheRepublic.com are very good, you know, initiating steps toward that goal. And what can be done really from there is, you know, what we saw with the Ron Paul movement was sort of a degree of that. Was we did see local groups consolidate, but unfortunately, ever since, you know, the our president's campaign died out, it's really dissipated those local groups. So we still have those contacts in essence. It's just that they're kind of inert at this stage in time. So what we have to do is take those people, get them onto an information network where they can essentially organize locally more easily. And at the same time, there can be updates posted on a national level. That's really where we're heading with this, is that there is a national movement at this point in time, but it's really autonomous working groups. So we are change chapters, although they do have a level of communication with one another. And same with the 9/11 Truth chapters and the Ron Paul groups. They're still largely disconnected, and that connection is vital to our success.
Well, I'm really hoping that CampaignForLiberty.org, Ron Paul's new organization that's supposedly going to be putting people like us into office, can really attract those that maybe are a bit disappointed that their president is no longer in the race. But they have to realize they're the ones that have to step up. Step up. Be a city councilman. Be a state senator.
Right.
If your congressional district is open, go for it. You know, no one else is going to do it for you, and that's why I really like that organization. They took that money, they put it there. Why don't you throw out your website one more time before you go, Nick?
All right, yeah, if you would, visit nwoblogger.com. That's nwoblogger.com. And just so we're clear, the legal battle goes on with Mr. Matrasia. He has defeated that one case.
All right, man, I got to go. Alex Jones Show, thanks for joining us. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check out the 9/11 Chronicles.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.